From Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Welcome in once again to the heart and soul of rock and roll. Rock and Ray here. All the guys and gals from Birmingham Record Collectors gathered around again with a lot of great music. This time it's going to be instrumental music. We've done this before and it was a great show. And I'm looking forward to the songs that we're going to have for this particular edition of it. I think Charlie's got the first one. What you got, Charlie?
We've got Duane Eddy playing Rebel Rouser. Duane was an instrumental guitar player. He's noted for his twangy sound and had a string of hits in the late 1950s and early 60s and sold over 12 million records by 1963. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994, and he's still performing today. Ray, go ahead and spin that number six song by Duane, Rebel Rouser.
Barbara Harris of the Toys. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ.
Good guys!
Mason Williams is an American guitarist and composer, best known for his instrumental Classical Gas, which won 3 Grammys in 1968. Williams is also a comedy writer and stand-up comedian. He has written comedy for television shows such as the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, where he created and perpetuated the 1968 Pat Paulson for President campaign. He also launched the career of Steve Martin by hiring him as a writer and comedian. Mason Williams was also the head writer for Saturday Night Live for a short time. In 2008, Mason Williams' instrumental Classical Gas logged over 6 million broadcast performances to become the all-time number one instrumental composition for airplay in BMI's repertoire. Mason Williams, Classical Gas.
Topsy Part 2 by Cozy Cole. Cozy was a jazz drummer who played in several bands and combos with the likes of Cab Calloway and Louis Armstrong. Cozy was hired by CBS Radio as a part of the network radio's first mixed race orchestra. Cozy Cole scored a number one cash box hit with his recording of Topsy Part 2 that sold over 1 million copies. The song reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and was one of his only few drum solos to make that chart. Topsy Part 2, Cozy Cole.
Topsy Part 2. Thank you.
Kenny Ball was an English jazz musician and band leader. At age 15, he quit school to work, but also started taking trumpet lessons. In 1958, he formed a Dixieland band, Kenny Ball and His Jazz Man, and was at the forefront of early 1960s UK jazz revival. At the end of 1961, Kenny's Midnight in Moscow reached number 2 in both the US and UK. Kenny Ball's career peaked when his band played at the wedding reception of Prince Charles and Lady Diana. Ray, please play Midnight in Moscow by Kenny Ball and His Jazz Man.
Champs recorded the instrumental Tequila as the B-side to Train to Nowhere at Gene Autry's Challenge Records. As often happens, the B-side took over the A-side and went to number 1 in 3 weeks, and it's received a Grammy for the best R&B performance. Guitarist Dave Burgess will start the song off, then saxophone player and songwriter Danny Flores will come in. Danny is listed as Chuck Rio on the record because he was under contract to another record label and couldn't use his real name. Where is Pee-wee Herman when you need him? Here's Tequila. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Rydell.
And?
Rockin' Ray the DJ.
I'm right here between Bobby Rydell and Frankie Avalon.
Thank you, Frankie.
Okay.
You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll and the Birmingham Record Collectors.
Guitar Boogie Shuffle by The Virtues is a rock reworking of Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith's country hit Guitar Boogie. The instrumental was released in 1958 on the Hunt label, and it went to number 5 on the Billboard's Hot 100. The single also became a sheet music smash, selling worldwide. Here's Guitar Boogie Shuffle by The Virtues.
Bill Justice was born in Birmingham, Alabama, grew up in Memphis, where he studied music in college. In 1951, he was taken on by Sam Phillips at Sun Records, where he recorded for himself as well as arranging the music for Sun artists like Jerry Lee Lewis, Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, Charlie Rich, and Bill is credited with discovering Charlie Rich. Bill Justice recorded Raunchy in 1957, and the recording became the first rock and roll instrumental to reach number 2 on the Billboard charts. Here's Bill Justice and Raunchy.
Thank you.
Chubby Checker, and you need to have a good time wherever you go, and this is the place to have it.
Much more music from the good guys.
PRC.
Perez Prado was born in Cuba, but moved to Mexico to form his own band and record for RCA Victor. Perez's mambos stood out among the competition with their fiery brass riffs and strong saxophone counterpoints and trademark grunts. In 1951, he began appearing in the U.S. to sell out shows and started recording U.S. releases. Prado's famous piece, Mambo No. 5, was used as part of the animated character TV show Bob the Builder. In 1958, Perez's Patricia became the last record to ascend to number one on the Top 100 chart, both of which gave way the following week to the then newly introduced Billboard Hot 100 chart. Patricia by Perez Prado.
Santo and Johnny's father was drafted into the Army and was stationed in Oklahoma. After hearing a steel guitar on the radio, he wrote home to Brooklyn to his wife and said he would like his boys to learn to play this instrument. Santo took steel guitar lessons and Johnny took standard electric guitar lessons. In September of 1959, the boys recorded Sleepwalk and took it all the way to number one. The tune is still used today in commercials, television programs, and movies. Today we will listen to Sleepwalk by the boys Santo and Johnny, one of the biggest hits of the golden age of rock and roll.
Thank you. there. This is Darlene Love, and you are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ, too.
Mind music.
BRC.
The Ventures Instrumental Rock Band formed in Tacoma, Washington in 1958. And it's had an enduring impact on the development of music worldwide, with over 110 million records sold. The group remains the best-selling instrumental rock group of all time. The Ventures' popularity in the United States is not what it used to be, but they are still revered in Japan, where they tour regularly to this day and have outsold the Beatles 2-1. Here is the million-seller Walk Don't Run by The Ventures.
Rebels recorded the instrumental Wild Weekend as a theme song for a Buffalo, New York weekend radio show. While playing at a sock hop, someone asked the band to play that theme song, and everyone there loved it. Soon after, the song was recorded on the Swan label, and it went to number 8 on the national chart. Ray, let's hear Wild Weekend by the Rebels.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Duke Fakir, original member of the Four Tops. You are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ too.
Good guys!
Memphis by Lonnie Mack. Lonnie Mack was a key figure in transforming the role of the electric guitar to that of a lead voice in rock music, and has been called a pioneer in rock guitar soloing. In 1980, the Guitar World magazine ranked the instrumental Memphis first among rock's top five landmark guitar recordings, ahead of the likes of Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, and others. Ray, please play the fourth rock instrumental to penetrate Billboard's top five, Memphis, Lonnie Mack.
Reg Owen and his orchestra recorded Manhattan Spiritual in 1959, and it made it to the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100s. Reg was born in London, England, and learned to play the saxophone at 15. Started his first band while in his teens, and went on to become an English conductor and arranger. Manhattan Spiritual by Reg Owen and his orchestra.
Thank you. Hi, this is Gary U.S. Bonds, and you are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ.
Great music memories, BRC.
The Ramrods were formed in Connecticut in 1956 as an instrumental group and recorded their version of Ghost Riders in the Sky that rose to number 30 on Billboard's pop chart. Listen for the eerie overdub shouts, whistles, and cattle calls in their version. Jørgen Ingman was a pop and jazz guitarist from Copenhagen, Denmark. He was influenced by American guitarist Les Paul. Jørgen set up his own studio where he developed techniques of multi-tracking and distortion. In 1961, Jørgen recorded a cover of Apache, originally recorded by British group The Shadows. He also beat The Shadows in the distribution of the instrumental Apache worldwide, and his version charted at number one in Canada and number two in the U.S. Apache by Jørgen Ingman. Thank you.
Radio. This is Jocko from Sean and I, and you're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ, too.
Internet Radio.
BRC.
The Stringalongs were recording the song Tell the World at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico, and it was written by the band. They were also recording the song called Wheels, and it was written by Norman Petty. But when the single was released by Warwick Records, the labels for the two sides were reversed, and so Tell the World became Wheels. Of course, Petty took credit for everything, and Wheels peaked at number 3 in the U.S. and number 8 in the U.K., selling over 1 million copies. Here are the Stringalongs with Wheels.
Rocker, Bee Bumble and the Stingers. Bee Bumble and the Stingers were an American instrumental ensemble in the early 1960s who specialized in making rock and roll arrangements of classical melodies. The band decided to record a rock and roll version of the march from Nutcracker Suite and called it Nutrocker. On the recording day, the original piano player did not show up, so another piano player was rushed in and the instrumental was completed on the first take. Ray spinned Nutrocker by studio musicians Bee Bumble and the Stingers.
Thank you.
Arthur Reeves. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from PRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ too.
Good guys!
In 1963, Mongo Santa Maria needed a piano player to fill in at a weekend gig at a supper club. Herbie Hancock got the job. During one of the breaks, a customer asked Hancock to play his song, Watermelon Man. After the break, Herbie went to the piano and started playing. Then Mongo got up and told Herbie to keep playing it. He went to the stage then and started playing along with his congas, and everything sounded great. The bass player got up and looking at Mongo's left hand for the bass line, and he started playing along also. All at once, the audience got up on the floor, dancing and laughing, having a good time, hollering out, "This is a hit, and this is fantastic." Mongo asked Herbie if he could record the song, and Herbie said, "By all means." Mongo's version of Watermelon Man went to number 10 and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1998. Who was that customer that asked Herbie to play that song?
Masekela was born in South Africa, where he began singing and playing the piano as a child. At age 14, he was given his first trumpet lessons. Well, this led him to become a part of South Africa's first youth orchestra. Since 1954, he's played music that closely reflects his life experiences. The agony, conflict, and exploitation of South Africa in the 1950s and 60s was reflected in his music. He's an artist who, in his music, vividly portrays those struggles and the sorrows, as well as the joys and passions of his country, and the hardships that individuals were living during that time. Our last instrumental today is the 18th biggest hit of 1968, Grazin' in the Grass, Hugh Masekela.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll Instrumental Show. We thank you for joining us for this one. We hope you've enjoyed our instrumental tour. And looking ahead, we're going to be talking about colors on our next show. That's going to be an interesting tour. A lot of different colors appear in the titles of songs, pink shoelaces and so forth. So we'll be talking about colors on our next program. Following that, it's going to be Christmas. We're going to be looking at Christmas music that perhaps you may not be familiar with. Some different Christmas songs by people famous and not so famous. Then it's going to be anthems. We're going to put together some anthems of all types, and I think you'll enjoy this one as well. As we kind of wrap up the year, some of the great anthems that people have made famous in the music business. All of this ahead for you on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Rock and Ray saying thank you for joining us for this one. We'll be back. Hope you'll join us then. For now, it's time for Bobby to come in and take us home. Bobby?
The Birmingham Record Collectors Club, and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our VRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.